USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is now at Walter Reed Medical Hospital after testing positive for COVID-19. Before he left, he posted a message on Twitter.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife have tested negative for the virus after appearing with the president at the Tuesday debate. During a campaign event in Michigan, he wished the president and his wife well. He also said the virus curve hasn't flattened yet.
Dr. Redfield said, and I quote, he held up a mask. He said, these face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. Then he held the mask up again and said, this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than a vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Speaker of the House is optimistic about bridging the gap on a new stimulus package in Congress. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Certain exotic pets are causing people to become sick. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein faces six new charges of sexual assault related to multiple incidents from more than a decade ago in L.A. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey amended an existing criminal complaint against Weinstein to add three counts each of forcible rape and forcible oral copulation, all of them felonies. The existing criminal complaint accused him of a single count each of forcible rape, forcible copulation, and one count of sexual penetration by use of force, also two counts of sexual battery by restraint. All told, there are five alleged victims from 2004 to 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.